You know what it's like for yourself to get around. Just imagine if you had a physical disability. Getting around can be challenging at the best of times. This time of year can be nearly impossible. The provincial government is looking for feedback and suggestions for improvement. Yesterday, they launched an engagement process to help develop new accessibility legislation. Nancy Reed is Interim Executive Director with the Coalition of Persons with Disabilities, Newfoundland and Labrador. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Penny. How are you today?
I'm grand today. Thanks for making time for us.
No problem. It's great to be here.
Why is the new legislation required?
Well, basically, we have some legislation right now, and it's getting old. We have a Buildings Accessibility Act, for instance, but we all know that there are challenges within that act. But basically, this new accessibility legislation is being created to prevent and remove barriers faced by persons with disability. And that's going to go beyond just the physical locations of buildings and the specs required for a building, but looking at the community as a whole, looking at the attitudes, looking at the barriers that exist, and really reaching out to the people of this province, to the individuals who have experiences based on their life experience that can really inform as to what the needs are, what the challenges are, even the things that are working well, so that we can continue on a path towards making things fully accessible for everybody.
For the listeners who don't have a physical disability, describe what barriers are there, because if it doesn't affect you, sometimes people don't see it, which makes this a tricky issue. So what barriers are we talking about?
Well, the barriers are limitless, really. I mean, obviously, we have the physical structures that are sometimes a barrier. I, myself, am a person who uses a wheelchair. So I run into barriers every day from a physical perspective, from a mobility place. We've got curb cuts. We've got windbreaks in the area where when you're entering onto a path of travel and towards a building, sometimes those are placed right in front of a curb cut, or things like shopping carts being placed in an area that prevents access to a building. I mean, I can't even begin to start telling you the number of those types of physical challenges that exist. But sometimes we think about the attitudinal barriers. And what I mean by that, individuals, sometimes in a place of business, sometimes in public, individuals may expect or have an assumption that a person can only do certain things, or that things that an individual with a disability might not be able to do. Sometimes those are really inappropriate. So we're thinking about ways that we can change the attitudes in the place as well.
When new legislation comes to pass, and that will deal with future road work and sidewalks and curb cut downs and new buildings and accessibility, would it also address the areas where the barriers exist today? So retro, to go back and fix what might be broken insofar as navigating the city with a physical disability?
I wouldn't hazard to guess anything that's going to be decided or anything at this point, because what we're doing today is reaching out over the period of January 24th to the 7th to the people in this province to get the information from the people, the users of the place, to have an idea of what needs to change. We can only decide then what happens after we get that information. But I'm going to tell you that from my perspective, and the partners are at the table, nothing is off limits right now. We need the information from the public to be sure that we're heading in the right direction. And it's only that group, the real information coming from the ground floor, to be able to identify what we need. And then we go about making changes to ensure that everybody has access. But I understand that nothing is off limits. It's going to take time. It always does. But yeah, we're in a good place to be able to get to that final destination of accessibility.
So you're reaching out to the public. How can they be engaged with you? What's the process?
Okay. There are four locations within the province that have been that sessions are going to be held. I'll just run them really quickly. Cornerbrook on January 24th, Happy Valley Goose Bay on January 29th, February 5th in St. John's, and February 7th in Gander. All of those sessions are evening sessions from 7 to 9, and that information is absolutely available right now on EngageNL.ca. In addition to those physical locations, information from individuals is available, or you can find information about the process through EngageNL.ca. But all information can be provided by phone, video text, fax, and even old-fashioned written mail to the Disability Policy Office at Provincial Government. At the end of the, or throughout the session on January 30th, There will also be a webinar. And the intention of the webinar is that it would be available to individuals in their homes, in a place of work, in groups and associations that might not be able to physically reach any of the locations that we've identified. So we really hope to be able to reach people in this province. And if people are struggling in any way to get their information out, they need to call us at the disability at the coalition, 722-7011, or at Disability Policy Office through any of the ways identified, and we'll get the information from them.
Good luck with this process. Let's hope that positive change is achieved through this new legislation. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
That's Nancy Reed. She's the Interim Executive Director at the Coalition of Persons with Disabilities in Newfoundland and Labrador.